2SER 107.3. It is time for Movies with Michael. And look, we know that you're not getting out to the movie cinema. So we are doing movies you can stream at home. Michael, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm struggling with Olympic overload at the moment.
Are you? What? Are you into it?
I love it.
Shut up. What's your favourite sport? Or do you have a favourite, or you just love the, like, the Olympicness
of it?
From
sport to sport. Like, even the most obscure ones. I've got into skateboarding and 3x3 basketball, judo and taekwondo. I've been watching it all.
Oh, my God. I love it. Okay, so you've had to, like, squeeze a movie in there just to chat with us this week.
I have. Yeah, so this one's been hovering around on Netflix for the last couple of months, and I finally got around to watching it. It's a movie called Thunder Force. It's a comedy starring Melissa McCarthy, or it's an alleged comedy starring Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, dude, it is a comedy. It is a comedy.
Yeah, she's been in movies like Bridesmaids and Spy. Octavia Spencer's also in this one. She's been in great films like Hidden Figures and The Help. Jason Bateman, another name synonymous with good comedies. Arrested Development. Did you ever watch that?
I think I was a little bit young when it was, like, popular.
Very funny TV series. Bobby Cannavale. Melissa Leo, not so much known for comedies. Pom Klementiev. That's quite an unusual name. Mm. And you might not be immediately familiar with her, because this is probably the first time you'll actually remember seeing her face, because she's best known for being in Guardians of the Galaxy, where her face is covered in makeup and probably by digital effects.
Right,
so
okay.
You go, that's what she looks like. And she still looks kind of weird. She's got this very enigmatic look to her face that I just couldn't get past. She's also been an old boy. Anyway, this film was written and directed by Ben Falcone, or Falcone. I'm not sure about the pronunciation of that one. He also acts in the film and also happens to be Melissa McCarthy's husband.
Oh, right.
Yes, he's appeared.
Keeping it in the family.
Yes, very much so. A bit of nepotism involved here. He's also appeared in a few films with McCarthy over the years. Lydia, played by McCarthy, and Emily, played by Spencer, were best friends throughout school, despite being total opposites. Lydia, more carefree and occasionally confrontational, and Emily being the shyer and more studious type. The two go their own separate ways after high school, but are ultimately drawn back together by the prospect of a high school reunion. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that supervillains called miscreants have become commonplace on Earth since a meteorite hit the Earth back in the 1980s in this alternate reality that these people live in. Emily has become some sort of super scientist trying to develop ways to stop them, whilst Lydia drives a forklift.
I love it.
Inevitably, the bumbling Lydia manages to insinuate herself into Emily's research, and Thunder Force is born, as both women end up with special superpowers and decide to fight crime. Look, I'm going to come right out at the beginning here and say that Thunder Force is not the greatest film I've ever watched. It's definitely a streaming service movie. The premise of two women who don't resemble Gal Gadot or Brie Larson in the slightest being superheroes might have made a great sketch, but expanding the idea out to an hour 47.
I don't know. I watched it going in on the premise of, I know my brain just needed some fairy floss, and I know I needed to not have to concentrate, and I didn't. Yeah, I thought it was funny.
But it is really stretching the premise a bit, almost as much as the ridiculous suits that Spencer and McCarthy have to wear during the film. They really get stretched. Unfortunately, some of the original setup scenes in the lab too, featuring the boisterous Lydia, the straight woman Emily, and the even drier security chief Ali, played by Melissa Leo, are just really, really awkward. The jokes don't just fall flat. They feel like they just wither away and die right in front of you. You just want to look away, or perhaps even switch off. Such is the advantage of watching
streaming
it
on
your TV on a streaming service, as the chemistry between these three people just seems almost non-existent. A good superhero spoof movie really needs gags and chemistry more than rapid fire 1980s and 1990s pop culture references as the main source of humour. At times it feels like talented comedian McCarthy is really pulling out all the stops, but just hasn't been given the support or the right material to work with in those scenes. Maybe a more mature content rating for the film may have helped.
That's true.
With some of her riffing. That said, McCarthy is a great physical comedian and seems willing to put herself into the most ridiculous situations to get a laugh. She's probably out of funniness during some of the action sequences, but she also does does share some bizarrely funny scenes with Jason Bateman.
Oh, my God.
wearing
the love interest.
Crab claws.
The love interest. It's so good.
Yeah, he's a love interest and a supervillain with a conscience known as the Crab. Yes, that... You can tell by my almost laughter and your laughter that was probably some of the funniest stuff in the film. Like I said before, it's also interesting to see Guardians of the Galaxy's Pom Clementiev's real face for a change. Just odd. But she does have a couple of good scenes with McCarthy too, playing a supervillain called Laser. But speaking of Laser, the special effects in this film were kind of crap.
Well, I think it was like a budget. It's not a high. And the thing is, I think viewers are so used to seeing like really high budget, high quality villain special effecty things, whereas these guys, it was kind of budget, right?
Yeah, they looked like cheap sort of 1980s style special effects, and maybe that was by design.
Yeah,
I'll give them that. But look, overall, there's probably about 30 good minutes of really good material in this film. Whilst I'm sure writer director Ben Falcone consulted considerably with McCarthy, perhaps they could have used an outsider or two to help polish this one up. Thunder Force, despite a pretty kick-ass soundtrack and a quality cast, just felt a bit flat to me. Less a short, high-voltage thunderstorm and more an all-day drizzle.
I love what you come up with at the end of these reviews. Look, gang, if you need some candy floss for your brain, I recommend watching it.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
It's spoken.
There's the light and dark of movie reviews. Michael, hey, thanks so much for that. See you next week.
Pleasure.